This is Steve Knopfsinger with KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Marvin Schneider, who is a farmer at La Crosse, Kansas. Marvin, how is the weather and fall harvest currently going there?
It's dry, but we sure did get a break from the 100-degree days. There's been a little bit of milo harvested, but not a whole lot. Some of the guys are getting geared up to try to harvest some soybeans. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. At least I haven't cut any milo.
Yeah.
And I don't have any beans or any corn out. But this afternoon, my plan is to work on my old grain drill, plant some wheat.
How is the corn and milo looking right now?
A couple of weeks ago, those fall crops, the corn and the milo, they sure could have used a drink of water, a nice rain, but some of it shows problems from lack of moisture, but some other places, they got a little moisture, and the dry land corn, the dry land milo at some of those places is looking pretty good. But not really any harvesting going on yet in the La Crosse, Rush County area. It'll be a little while before things really get going for harvest for the milo and the dry land corn. They did chop down here at Rush Center in the, I'll call it the valley, but they have chopped some corn for silage, but nothing for grain yet.
You think there'll be some grain there this year?
Oh, I think so. I don't know that it's going to be a bumper crop, but yeah, there'll be some here to harvest, you bet.
Are the soybeans, are the pods filling out okay this year?
You know, down in the valley, Rush Center area, there's some nice beans, irrigated, and there's only one field of dry land corn real close to me here in the La Crosse area, but none of the beans have been harvested yet either.
Have you guys had any other challenges such as weather events or any disease or pests out that way? Or
really nothing else. And I'm holding off on planting wheat because there's so many grasshoppers.
Oh.
We have an overabundance of hungry grasshoppers. It just showed up here the last couple of weeks. A lot of grasshoppers.
Have you guys had any fall armyworms like some places have? Or
I'm seeing a few of them, not a bunch of them. And I know some of the farmers are treating their wheat before they put it in the ground.
Well, thanks for your time, and good luck with getting ready for everything. This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Marvin Schneider at La Crosse, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM.